So today we observe the festival of St. Francis of Assisi. It's not actually today, it's on Wednesday. And I'm not sure if it's technically a movable feast, but we're going to make it one. So we are observing St. Francis this evening. It's also appropriate, it is the end, the culmination, if you like, of the season of creation, which we have been observing in the Sundays through September, where we have been reminded of our calling to be good stewards of all that we have been gifted with. This festival we are marking, St. Francis of Assisi, is one of those occasions where you wish you had a Franciscan on the team to expound something of Franciscan spirituality, something which any of us who heard Bill Tarter preach know permeates all of his spirituality and speaking. But unfortunately, he wasn't available this evening, so you've got me. So what can I, just your average run-of-the-mill parish priest, say about St. Francis? Well, it turns out, more than I thought I could, and indeed more than I could fit into one of these sermuncles, as we call them. There is much Franciscan spirituality and theology that has found its way into the life of the church and the common Christian consciousness and expression over the last 800 years or so since the great saint lived. And that's part of the legacy that we celebrate here today, that much of Franciscan spirituality has indeed become enmeshed in the liturgy of the church at large and in much of its teaching. Francis was deeply committed to embodying Christ-likeness in all his life and work. He believed that Christ was present in friend and stranger, made incarnate in everyone we meet. This was the foundation of Francis' way of life. All that he was and the way he engaged with people was rooted in this. It was what made him popular in his ministry. Those words don't always go together. And his love for all was apparent. But he also saw the embodiment of the divine not taking place only in human beings, but in all creation. He connected, legends tell us, with animals, befriending a ferocious wolf and preaching to the birds that lined the road where he walked. Francis was deeply committed to the care of creation, and in this we see a saint for our age. A saint who has much to show us. In this, we see echoes of the spirituality of the indigenous people of this and every land. In this, we are reminded of our shared calling to respect, nurture, and steward the earth. In the colonial mindset and in the broader Western capitalist view, the world around is not seen as gift from Creator, something to be enjoyed and cared for, but a resource, something to be used and exploited. The wonder of creation is referenced often only in terms of what we can get from it. This has been something which the church in the West has not been good at addressing, with much of the way we've talked about nature reflecting human beings as a part or over the rest of creation. We have confused dominion, which suggests stewardship and care, with domination. We have lost the deep sense of connection with the earth, which Scripture brings us back to again and again, indeed from start to finish. In our psalm and our readings for today, indeed through all Scripture, we see again and again the integrity of all creation, all of it woven together, all of it to praise God with its very being, and us, human beings, deeply woven into the fabric of all being. All creation called to worship. All animals have something to teach, to contribute, a full place within the order of creation. Even apparently the rather stupid ostrich, which the writer of Job really does think is a dumb bird. But in such a worldview of seeing everything as having its part and place, one I've heard expressed beautifully and powerfully by the First Nations of these lands, everything has a place. Everything is in relationship with everyone and everything else. We consider the earth to be filled with, as our indigenous siblings teach us, all my relations. And in this we hear something of the way in which Francis expressed the relationship of the Christian to the world, a relationship of respect and mutuality, of care and nurture, fueled not by greed or a desire to plunder the earth for riches, but by a recognition that in creation all things depend on one another. So if we heed anything from Francis' call, we should listen to the voice which calls us to connection, to deep connection with one another, with our own spirituality and calling to embody Christ-like living, and above all else in these times, to connect with the earth, with the air, with water, and with land, in a way which honors the created order and honors the Creator. How we live that out, how we fight for environmental justice, how we stand in solidarity with the First Nations in their fight to care for the land, that is our calling as the people of God and those who follow in the footsteps of Francis today. Thanks be to God.